Hallelujah. Undisturbedness. Be yours from God our Father and from who? The Lord Jesus Christ. May what? Blessing, praise, laudation, and eulogy be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why he want all this to be to us? Because he has put it on us. It's been put on you. You better hear what I'm saying. It's been put on you. May all this be to God because he has. Not going to. He's already blessed you with everything. And when you do a eulogy, that's it. You know, every person that you did a eulogy, we do a eulogy for, we don't come back and do it next Sunday. God did a eulogy on this blessing. Y'all gonna hear me after a while. I said, God did a eulogy. Hallelujah. Say a eulogy, huh? Be to God, be to the God, be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit blessing in the heavenly realm. If you're blessed with every spiritual blessing, what else left? If you're blessed with every spiritual blessing, where? In Christ, the Messiah who had blessed us in Christ with every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit blessing in the heavenly realms. Will you tell me where is Jesus? The Bible says he's seated at the right hand of God. Amen? Huh? Here we go. He's seated at the right hand of God. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. That means everything that comes from heaven in our lives while we're on earth is the blessing God had laid up for us. Ha! What is a blessing? What it means to be blessed? I am empowered to prosper, to succeed, to win. I got that on me. I got it in me. I wear it. It's mine. It's been given to me. And I can't help it. I got eyes in my head and I can see and I can't help it. I can't. The only way I can stop my eyes from seeing, you have to close my eyelids. All right. But as long as my eyelids is rolled back, I can see you.
Yes.
The blessing have been put on you. Yes. He's not going to do it. The thing about it, will you open your eyes and see it?
Yes.
Will you open your heart and receive it? Will you believe it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even as, verse 4, even as in his love, where? In his love, he chose us. He did what?
Chose
us. Actually did what? Y'all, we don't have to read that one again. He chose us where? In love. Even as in his love, he chose us. Actually did what? Picked us out for himself as his own. Now, let me say something. I think this will help you. In 1997, how many remember 1997? Y'all remember the year 1997? Y'all remember? Okay, good. Rest of you can catch up. Some of you wasn't born. Those you wasn't born, you probably can't remember unless you study history. But I can remember 1997 because I lived in 1997. The board of this church told me, said, we're going to buy you a new vehicle. I watch it now. And I believe them. They said, go pick it out. I went and picked it out. Now, how many of y'all been keeping it? I had it for 20, this month make 22 years. Now, how many of y'all been keeping it? Come on, talk to me now. How many of you? How many of y'all carry home at night unless you get my permission? But I had it for 22 years. I'm trying to show you something. Huh? Not even. He chose us, picked us out for himself as his own. And why do y'all keep letting the devil drive you? Why you keep letting him park you in his garage? Y'all getting it? He picked us out. That means Satan had no say-so. No say-so over my life. God picked me out for himself. He didn't pick me out to share with poverty and lack and confusion and destruction and misery and suffering.
Yes. Amen.
He didn't do it. But he chose us, picked us out for himself, for his own. Amen?
Amen.
Moving on. In Christ, when did he do it? Before the foundation of the world, that we should be
holy,
consecrated,
set apart.
For whoever want to come by and have pieces. You mean that not anybody can have part of me?
No, sir.
Listen what the... I hope I can pull it up here. Let me hurry. Yeah. Listen to the fourth verse in the Passion. And we're moving on. Woo. And he chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself. What did he do? Joining us to himself, even before the foundation of the universe. When were we joined to him? Before the foundation of the universe, because of his great love, he ordained us.
Yes.
There we go. Set us apart. Ordained us.
Yes.
Picked us out. So that we would be seen as who? Holy in his eyes. With an unstained innocence. With an unstained innocence. With what? An unstained innocent. I don't care what the devil say, I am not guilty.
Amen.
I am innocent of everything he accused me of.
Yes, Lord.
Everything I get accused of.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm walking with him, listen to me now. When I'm walking with him as I walk in the light, the blood cleansed me from all the things that I don't do right. By mistake, ignorance, and whatever. But no Christian, no believer, I just can't grasp it, that born again, and you got a knowledge of God, you know God is on the inside of you, you just can't go out and willfully sin. If you do, you are convicted big time by your own spirit. And I've done that, and boy, did I ever pay for it. I didn't know how to get rid of it like I do now. Boy, did I ever pay for that. I couldn't sleep at night. I wallet, I turn, I twist, and all the devil, he pounced on me and said, "You old sorry dog, you." But I found out. I told you sorry dogs and wasn't getting out of here.